Welcome back. There has been a twist to the headline-grabbing election hack in the US, for which Russia was widely blamed for tapping into the Democratic Party servers, with reports now saying it was an internal breach. As a result of an investigation, three brothers, Abid, Imran and Jamal Awan, were fired from working on Congress's computer network. They're suspected of accessing specific areas of the system without permission, more commonly known as hacking. It's also believed they stole equipment. RT's Washington correspondent Gayane Chichikan takes a closer look.
The staffers had access to the computer networks of dozens of lawmakers, including those on the House Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committees. One unnamed lawmaker was quoted by BuzzFeed as saying, quote, "They said it was some sort of a procurement scam, but now I'm concerned that they may have stolen data from us, emails, who knows." Meanwhile, a number of congressional members who employed the three IT specialists have already fired them, but not all. For instance, as of Monday, Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz still employed one of the suspects, Imran, who is reported to have worked for her since 2005. Just a reminder, Debbie Wasserman Schultz was forced to resign from her position as the Democratic National Committee chair after her emails were leaked to the public. She, along with the Democratic Party and the U.S. intelligence community, blamed the Russian government. While the alleged hack by Russia was the main story in town, other security breaches seem to have flown under the radar. In October, police arrested National Security Agency contractor Harold Martin, who, according to prosecutors, stole a staggering 50 terabytes of government data, some of it marked secret or top secret. The prosecutors say the theft occurred over a period of 20 years as Martin worked with different government agencies. Chances are you've never heard of him. Anyway, with staff like this, who needs Russian hackers? In Washington, I'm Ganesh Shakyan, RT.